Good morning, Chai, joining us on the phone. How are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, the reason we've got you on the phone, Mona, is because you are playing at Cross Street Music Festival Saturday the 8th of March. A little bit of a what'd you say? It's a block party or a street party. Cross Street, of course, just off the beaten path, just around the corner there from K Road, but right in the heart of the city.
I'm so excited.
Now, Mona, what has been happening in the world of Chai recently? I sort of was aware that you've been in LA in the last couple of years. How has that experience gone for you?
It's been good. Yeah, been back to America a few times. Last year was the first American tour, which was really awesome. Just before releasing an album, and that was my first album. But yeah, ever since then, just been working on new music, working on a bunch of projects, and just super excited to get back into live. So Cross Street is our first time playing the new show that we'll put together, and I'm super excited.
Now, are you performing with a DJ, or have you assembled a band?
Yeah, so I'll be performing with Yokozuna, the boys from Yokozuna, and yeah, we're doing a new arrangement, so it's going to be really, really looking. It's always nice for us doing, you know, you play the same set for a little while, and then every time there's a switch up, it's real exciting for everyone. But yeah, with Yokozuna, the amazing, amazing Yokozuna.
Excellent. Now, just to tell us a bit more about the shows that you did in the States. How many dates did you play, and what states did you manage to hit?
We started off actually in London and then went to, did a festival in New York, and then it was like 3 dates, and then went to South By in Austin in Texas, which was awesome. That was 3 back-to-back dates as well, and then LA and home.
Generally a bit of an annual pilgrimage of New Zealand artists that go up to South By Southwest. How would you describe that particular festival, and what was the atmosphere like, and how did you find Austin?
Oh, it was so cool. I don't know what I was, I don't think I was expecting Austin to be quite similar settings to New Zealand, like in terms of, it was quite, what do you call it? Like, it was very green. But
yeah,
not
very
to say
green,
that I was
isn't
expecting
it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was very green, but there was lots of people from all around the world, and it's kind of like a massive Cross Street, I guess. Like all the streets were blocked out for all the different venues. There was just music happening everywhere. It was super fun. I don't think we got like the full Austin experience because it was kind of just closed off for South By, but it was amazing. Great barbecue.
Yeah, great barbecue. Actually, that is a really good point. I sort of forgot. I had a long weekend in Austin a few years ago, and it was very much barbecue and a lot of greenery. Now, so Yokozuna, how are you guys, getting some practices in with the new arrangements and the new set?
Yeah, we've been doing rehearsals, and we've got some new songs from the album on the set now, which is really awesome. So first time playing some of the songs live, new arrangements, new kind of some remixes. Frankie's from Yokozuna, my partner, he's done some like flips of some of the songs, so completely different, which is awesome. Which sometimes, you know, people like or don't like, but we like it. So that's it.
Excellent. Are you looking forward to seeing anyone else on the lineup? We've got yourself, Who Shot Scott, Karu, and Brandon Shiraz, Lips, Sea Mouse making the trek up here from Wellington, Blake, Arden England, Mammalian, Little Bok Choy, and there's usually a bit of other sort of DJ action and stuff like that. Is there anyone on the lineup that you're most looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, actually, know quite a few of the artists, but I haven't seen them live yet. So I haven't seen Who Shot Scott, Lips. There's a few others on the lineup that I know of and I've heard of their music, but I haven't seen live yet, so I'm super excited to check that out. There's a lot of exciting shows in Auckland at the moment, so a lot of exciting acts, so I'm super, super stoked to see that.
Super, super pumped. And, I mean, obviously you just had the album come out last year. Is there any new music in the works or any sort of singles or tracks that are going to be dropping from Chai in the next wee while?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, I've got I'm sitting on a bunch of stuff, but I've been writing new material. This year I kind of do want to just do a few random drops as well. That would be quite nice. And then do a body of work again. But yeah, single soon in the next couple of months, I'm hoping.
Yeah, excellent.
And then just kind of the non-stop single drops.
Yeah, rad. All right. Hey, Mona, aka Chai, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Everyone out there, you
can catch Chai Cross Street Music Festival Saturday, the 8th of March. Kicks off at 5 p.m. You can head to crossstreetmusicfestival.co.nz to grab your tickets. All right. We're going to go out on Main Thing.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
Check out Chai live at Cross Street Music Festival Saturday, March 8th, presented by 95BFM.
Yeah, you did this shit. Do it well.
Yeah, you did this shit.
Do it well.